Welcome to the Daily Tour Podcast, brought to you by the Fredcast. This almost daily summary of the 2008 Tour de France will be presented soon after the end of each day's racing, so that you can stay up to date on the world's most famous, and some would argue, most important annual cycling event. The Daily Tour is brought to you by the Fredcast Cycling Podcast, for weekly news, product reviews, upcoming events, and everything you need to know about the world of cycling. Listen to the Fredcast Cycling Podcast. The Fredcast can be found at www.thefredcast.com, iTunes, or anywhere you normally look for podcasts. For over 2 years and 100 episodes, the Fredcast is the internet's premier cycling podcast. The Daily Tour is also brought to you by listeners like you. Thank you for your donations via PayPal, and if you'd like to donate, please visit our website at www.thefredcast.com. And now, it's time for the Tour de France 2008 edition of the Daily Tour Podcast. Welcome back to another episode of the Daily Tour Podcast for Wednesday, July the 16th, 2008, and we're talking about the 2008 Tour de France. Hey, everybody, it's David from the Fredcast Cycling Podcast at www.thefredcast.com. Now, we're going into today's stage 11 after a rest day in the Tour de France. Sitting in the yellow jersey, it's Cadel Evans from Ceylon Salado and Australia. 42 hours, 29 minutes, and 9 seconds of riding are now behind him and in the history books, and he is 1 second ahead of Frank Schleck from Team CSC Saxo-Bank. In the green jersey, it's Oscar Freire from Team Rabobank with 131 sprint points. In the polka dot with 77 King of the Mountains points from Sonier Duval-Scott, Ricardo Rico, who is also the current holder of the white jersey as the best young rider. However, it will be worn in today's Stage 11 by Vincenzo Nibali from Italy and Team Liquigas. And the overall team competition, something we don't talk about a whole lot, currently that's being won by Sonier Duval-Scott. Today's stage is what the organizers of the Tour de France call a medium mountains stage. It goes 167.5 kilometers from Lannemezan to Foix, France. Along the way, the riders will face first a Category 3 climb and then a Category 1 climb, the Col de Portel, followed by about a 25-kilometer descent as the riders head toward Foix, then a Category 3 climb, finally, basically a downhill finish into the town of Foix. Now we're getting to the point in the Tour de France where we have clear general classification contenders and lots of folks who just simply will not be contenders in the general classification. And when non-contenders tend to break away on a stage like today, which really is a transitional stage between the Pyrenees and the Alps, when we have a break takeaway, and it includes a lot of non-general classification contenders, typically the peloton will be happy to let that break go. And today, that was exactly the kind of situation that occurred when 12 men ended up being in the major breakaway of the day and ended up with a lead well over 15 minutes on the peloton. And in that 12-man breakaway for the majority of the day, Martin Elmiger from AG2R, Alessandro Bayan from Lampre, Amael Mornard from Cofidis, Dmitry Fofanov from Credit Agricole, Marco Velo from Milram, Kurt Al Arvesen from CSC Saxo-Bank, Koz Marinhout from Rabobank, Alexander Bocharov from Credit Agricole, Pierrick Fredrigo from Bouygues Telecom, Filippo Posato from Liquigas, Benoit Vaurenard from Française du Jou, and Fabian Wegman from Gerolsteiner. Now on that first category climb, about 60 kilometers before the finish, Amael Mornard from Cofidis attacked the break and went off solo for quite some time, summiting the climb about 2 minutes ahead of his breakaway compatriots and then descending as quickly as he could to try to stay away. About the same time, Oscar Pereiro attacked the peloton, trying to see if he could make up some of his general classification time on the day. Now, for what it's worth, in that breakaway, the highest ranking rider of the day in 35th place in the general classification going into today's stage is Alexander Bocharov from Credit Agricole. He started the day 20 minutes and 47 seconds back behind the yellow jersey, Cadel Evans. As for the breakaway rider from the Peloton, it was Oscar Pereira from Castapana. He started the day 6 minutes and 1 second behind Cadel Evans. So he was going to have to do quite a lot of hammering of those pedals in order to make up a lot of time today as he attacked the Peloton going up the Col de Portel. Unfortunately, by the time Moinard was about 8 kilometers from the finish line, with the Peloton still over 15 minutes behind him, Pereira was caught and reabsorbed by the Peloton. Meanwhile, at that point, Moinard's lead was just about 10 or 15 seconds over that breakaway, and it seemed like it was just, well, it didn't seem like, it really was just a matter of moments before the breakaway was going to catch him, and then the real cat and mouse games would begin. Honestly, though, Moinard did a great job today. He was simply not willing to let go, even when he could see that the breakaway was just a couple of seconds behind him. He had his hands in the drops, his head down, and he was riding for all that he was worth, trying desperately to stay away. Unfortunately, he too, like Pereira, was not successful in staying away from his compatriots today. Instead, with just about 4 kilometers to go, Elmiger and Arvesen attacked the break and passed Moinard, and Moinard tried to keep up with them, tried to grab a wheel, but just couldn't do it. And soon, Elmiger and Arvesen were riding away from him and the rest of the break. By 2.5 kilometers to go, Bayon tried to bridge, and somewhere between 2 kilometers and 1 kilometer to go before the finish line, Bayon was able to catch up with Elmiger and Bayon. And then Morenhout joined Elmiger, Bayon, and Arvesen. And at the sprint finish between those 4 riders, it was definitely a photo finish, and it came down to literally mere millimeters in order to determine who was the stage winner today. But in the end, it was Arvesen from Team CSC Saxo Bank who was able to pull out the victory in today's Stage 11 in Foix. So the winners of today's stage in first place, Kurt Al Arvesen from Team CSC Saxo Bank. At the same time, Martin Elmiger, who is just edged out at the finish line for the victory from AG2R. And in third, Alessandro Bayon from Team Lamprey, also the same time as Arvesen. In fourth place, it was Koos Morenhout from Team Rabobank, 2 seconds back. In fifth place, Alexander Bocharov from Credit Agricole, 11 seconds back. 14 seconds back in sixth place, Pierrick Federigo from Bouygues Telecom. And at the same time, in seventh, Filippo Pozzato from Liquigas, Benoit Vaux-Renard from Française du Jeu, Fabian Wegman in ninth place from Gerolsteiner. At the same time in 10th, Marco Velo from Team Milram, and in 11th, Dmitry Fofanov from Credit Agricole, 14 seconds back, and 29 seconds back, having made a valiant effort today to try to win the stage. It was Amael Moinard from Team Cofidis, again, 29 seconds back, but then it would be almost 15 minutes later when the Peloton would finally arrive in Foix and cross the finish line. And of course, you knew that there was going to be a sprint for the finish. And wait till you hear who was there at the sprint, winning that sprint from Credit Agricole in Norway. It's the Hammer Tor Husoft, 14 minutes, 51 seconds back of today's stage winner. His first stage win, Kurt Al Arvesen from Team CSE. Husoft was followed by Zabel, Duque, Frera, Kirken, Florencio, and Van de Velde, and in 20th place on today's stage, Juan Antonio Flecha from Team Rabobank. So at the end of the day, no changes in the general classification. Cadel Evans is still wearing the yellow jersey, just 1 second ahead of Frank Schleck in second place from Team CSC Saxo Bank. In third, it's Christian Van de Velde from Garmin Chipotle, 38 seconds back. 46 seconds back from Team Gerolsteiner, it's Bernhard Kohl. And in fifth place, Dennis Menchov from Rabobank, 57 seconds back. In sixth, Carlos Sastry from CSC Saxo Bank, 1 minute 28 seconds back of Cadel Evans. And in seventh, Kim Kirken from Team Columbia, 1 minute 56 seconds back. In eighth, Juan Jose Cobo Acebo from Sonia Duval Scott, 2 minutes 10 seconds behind Cadell Evans, and 2 minutes 29 seconds behind Ricardo Ricos in ninth place from Sonia Duval Scott. Finally, rounding out our top 10, it's Vladimir Efimkin from AG2R, 2 minutes 32 seconds behind the current yellow jersey wearer Cadell Evans from Australia and Ceylon Slotto. Wearing the green jersey, it's Oscar Freire from Rabobank with 138 sprint points. In the polka dot, Ricardo Rico from Sonia Duval Scott with 77 points. And the current holder of the white jersey at 46 hours, 44 minutes, and 42 seconds, it's Ricardo Rico. However, because he will wear the King of the Mountains jersey tomorrow in Stage 12, once again, Vincenzo Nibali from Team Liquigas will be wearing the white jersey, although he's 1 minute 49 seconds behind Ricardo Rico. We did have a couple of withdrawals today. Paolo Longo Borghini withdrew in the race due to an injury. Felix Cardenas from Team Barlow World also withdrew. Both of those are from Barlow World. And then we had a non-starter, a third Barlow World rider who withdrew from today's racing, not starting, was Moises Duenas Nevado from Spain. And once again, a doping scandal has hit the 2008 Tour de France. I got to be honest with you, this is starting to feel a lot like last year's Tour de France. We were all hoping that this was going to be a clean race. But according to reports, Duenas Nevado also is alleged to have failed a doping control test. And once again, it's purported that it was for the use of EPO. According to reports that I have read online from Reuters and AP, police searched Duenas Nevado's hotel room before Stage 11 today and found banned substances in the room. According to the reports, the investigation is only on Duenas Nevado and not on other Team Barlow World riders, and that Duenas Nevado was taken into custody. Once again, doping rearing its ugly head in the Tour de France. A lot of people very upset about that. We're hoping that this will be the last doping problem in the 2008 Tour de France. Moving on to other better subjects. On the Fredcast Cycling Podcast last week, I was asked the question of how one might be able to monitor the Tour de France online if you're not able to watch the live coverage. And I gave several great ways that you could monitor, whether that was watching a live television feed, listening to an audio feed, watching live blogging, or perhaps following various Twitter feeds, including my own, of what's going on in the Tour de France. Well, I got an email from Polar, and if you don't know Polar, they are probably one of the world's preeminent heart rate monitor companies for athletes and others, and Polar is doing something really cool and something that you might be very interested in. Polar is streaming live performance data to the web from various riders in the Tour every single day. Every day they pick 4 to 6 riders from among the 11 teams that Polar is sponsoring in the Tour de France, and their information, including heart rate, power, cadence, elevation, speed, is all displayed along with a map position on Google Maps. Now, this provides a really intimate glimpse into what is going on with a Tour Pro. And for those of you who have always wondered how your heart rate information, how your power data, how your cadence information might compare to a pro rider, this is a great way to find out. Now, I'll put a link in the show notes at www.thefredcast.com so that you can check this out every day. But if you're interested to know which teams they're sponsoring, it's Sonia Duval, Rabobank, Quickstep, Liquigas, Française du Jus, Team Colombia, Gerald Steiner, Euskaltel Euskadi, Credit Agricole, Cofidis, and Cas d'Epargne. So there's a lot of riders that they can choose from every day, and you can watch their telemetry live on the web. Go ahead and check it out. The link will be at www.thefredcast.com. I hope you enjoy that little bit of a peek into the lives of professional cyclists. Oh, and one more thing to note. Remember yesterday we were talking about what the riders do on a rest day. Well, rumor has it that during yesterday's rest day, Team Garmin Chipotle feasted on burritos. Burritos in France, you say? Well, according to the rumors that I've heard, that's because some pretty high-end executives from the Chipotle brand of restaurants were there in France, and they themselves cooked lunch consisting of Chipotle burritos, their famous burritos, right there in France for the team riders. Not a bad gig if you can get it. Well, over the next couple of days, the Tour de France is going to head out of the mountains for a while and have a couple of relatively flat stages. Tomorrow's stage 12 will take the riders 168.5 kilometers from La Vélanée to Narbonne on the Mediterranean coast of France as the tour slowly makes its way over the next few days to the high mountains of the French Alps. Along the way tomorrow, there is just one categorized climb. It's a category 4 climb, following that two intermediate sprints before what will probably be a sprint finish for some of the world's best cycling sprinters in Narbonne. And of course, I'll be back with you again tomorrow with another summary of tomorrow's stage, also whatever other information that I can dig up for you on the 2008 Tour de France. Thanks so much for staying with me throughout this year's tour. You can expect daily coverage from now all the way until July 27th, when the riders hit the Champs-Élysées and we find out who will be crowned the champion of the 2008 Tour de France. We'll see you tomorrow. That's it for today's episode of the Daily Tour Podcast. If you'd like to comment on the show, please send an email to thefredcast@gmail.com. That's thefredcast@gmail.com. Or you can send a voicemail to area code 435-258-6373. That's 435-258-6FRED. Be sure to follow our frequent live updates of the day's racing via Twitter. The Twitter username is DailyTour. Remember, there's no space. And you can sign up for those at twitter.com/DailyTour or by sending a text message to 40404 with the words follow Daily Tour. And of course, please check out our website at www.thefredcast.com for the final results of the day's racing and, of course, for the Fredcast Cycling Podcast. I will see you all again on the next episode of the Daily Tour or the Fredcast Cycling Podcast. Please don't forget to tell your friends about the show. We love to get new listeners. And in the meantime, thank you for listening to the Daily Tour Podcast.